Simon & Schuster Audio presents Barnstormers, The Tales of the Travelin' Nine, Game 2 by Lauren Long and Phil Bildner. Read by Josh Hamilton.
Pre-game recap. After their missing father's funeral, three kids, Griffith, Ruby, and Graham Payne, are given a battered old baseball by their father's brother, Owen. He also tries to give the siblings some advice about the ball. Before he can finish, their mother, angered by something Owen has done, rushes the family off. But Uncle Owen promises to send more information via letter. Two of the pieces of advice Uncle Owen does manage to give, always be together and see things that others don't, begin to make sense once the Paynes hit the road with the Traveling Nine. Because when Griffith, Ruby, and Graham hold the baseball together, weird things happen on the ball field, things that only the kids and the members of the Traveling Nine can see. This only makes Uncle Owen's third piece of advice, a warning that unspeakable danger lies ahead, seem that much more ominous. So when Uncle Owen's letter finally arrives, tattered and a little bloody, Griffith fears the worst, and decides to wait until they are on a steamboat to Louisville, Kentucky, to show the letter to Ruby. 1. The letter. Ruby stood by the ship's boiler and removed Uncle Owen's letter from the tattered envelope. The tips of her fingers tingled. She already knew what it said, but now she was seeing the words with her own eyes. Beware the Chancellor. Ruby knew.